News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
For more on this, I'm joined now on this breaking news about that Apple tax that Ireland is set now to receive the $13 billion in Apple tax. I'm joined by Paul Murphy, People Before Profit, TD. Paul, your reaction?
This is a great day for the Irish public and a very, very bad day for the Irish government. We've had successive governments spend now close to 10 million euros of public money fighting for Apple to continue to sit on what is now close to 14 billion euros. The Irish government has been spending public money to oppose the public getting close to 14 billion euros at a time when we have 14,000 people living in emergency accommodation, a million people on hospital waiting lists.
So you're delighted so this, we're getting the money, but I want to bring Cormac Lucy, an economic columnist with the Sunday Times of Ireland. Do you agree, Cormac, that this is a bad day for the Irish government? Because as Shane Coleman pointed out there, this could be construed as the real win. We got to side with the sort of, you know, the tech sector and foreign direct investment, but we're still getting the money.
I think it's mixed news, Ciara. I think it impairs our multinational incentive model. And the multinationals in Ireland have transformed this country. I grew up in Northern Ireland in the 1960s. And at that point, Northern Ireland was way ahead of us economically. You could just judge it by the roads. In the intervening 64 years, that situation has flipped. And it's entirely down to our multinationals. We're unable to manage things like a domestic housing crisis. So anything that impedes the capacity of our authorities to encourage a continuing inflow of multinationals is a negative, even if, as Paul has said, the 13 billion boost to the state's coffers is welcome.
Let me put that to Paul. Paul, you're thinking in terms of sort of short-termism. We do not want to shoot this golden goose.
We don't want Ireland to be a corporate tax haven conduit, which is what it has been functioning as. It used a slightly different mechanism back at the time of the Apple tax case, but it continues to function in a different way. You have companies, you know, the centre of this case is two companies set up by Apple.
But do we really care? Not to get into the granular detail of that, Paul, but do we really care if we're some kind of a conduit, if we benefit hugely out of it as a society?
Well, I don't believe that we have benefited out of being a corporate tax haven when you had Apple paying tax rate of 0.005% in tax in 2014 and similar
but Paul,
rates
we have massive,
in other years.
Massive revenue comes to the exchequer from foreign direct investment from the tax. Our corporate tax is propping up the country. Of course we've benefited.
But this case has just confirmed the fact that Apple was refusing to pay, was wrongly avoiding tax of 13 billion euros. That's now up to 14 billion euros. That is money that could have been spent in terms of investment on housing that would pay to build 40,000 houses. It could have been spent in our health service. And we had a state.
Sure, but the point that Corbyn is making that if we damage that sector, we're going to lose all the other billions that come from that sector.
Apple Sales International, Apple Operations Europe, these were the conduit vehicles which were resident in Ireland but effectively not paying tax through which money flowed. They don't have any employees in Ireland. They are part
of the tax. Apple doesn't have employees in Ireland. I think people in Cork might argue with you that is not the case.
That'd be right, yeah, because Apple does have employees in Ireland. So I'll say it again, Ciara. Apple Sales International, Apple Operations Europe, they're the companies that were effectively shell companies that set up, that money flowed through it, that were resulted in paying no tax. So there are real activities that ordinary workers creating wealth for Apple in Cork right now. Those workers are paying tax.
Of course they are.
Ordinary workers pay tax at a rate of over 50%. And we have an Irish state that has fought
I need to bring Cormac back in. What do you say to all of that, Cormac?
Well, Paul is a highly effective entrepreneur of discontent. In 1985, The Economist magazine published a supplement on Ireland, and the title was Poorest of the Rich. Last year, we were seventh in the United Nations Human Development Index. In OECD academic studies, we've the highest rate of literacy. It's equal between boys and girls. We're way ahead today of where we were 50 years ago, and it's largely thanks to the multinationals. If the EU gets ever more power in deciding what we can and cannot do in relation to the multinationals, that risks killing the golden goose that has laid all these eggs for us.
Look, I have no doubt that we will continue to hear debates about that breaking news on the ruling that the Apple tax, the 13, almost 14 billion, that the Irish government is going to have to accept it. Now, my thanks.
Oh, sorry.
I just want to thank our guest, Jane, Cormac Lucy, economist, columnist with the Sunday Times of Ireland, and Paul Murphy, People Before Profit TD.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.